Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I can imagine Rick Ritter had a high and tight.
What are you talking about? I think he's dancing and spinning around in circles
doing
now.
The running man back there.
Get to the doom, doom, dot up part.
That's right now. Anchor for WJZ-TV, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
I got the tights on. I'm running in the snow right now. It's like a Christmas Hallmark movie over here.
Yeah, I just went towards the door. I saw snow coming down. Ah, man. Mm-hmm. This is that time of the year that I don't look forward to. Two struggling teams, 6-6. Tied for the AFC North lead right now. Ravens will be mathematically in front because of the tiebreakers and all those things. Your thoughts on, is this a disappointing scene for you for Ravens Steelers?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, look, great rivalry, one of the best rivalries in sports. There's no denying that. But I think that the expectations for both of these teams, especially the Ravens going into the season, and if you were to look at the schedule earlier in the year and you said they're going to be this fighting for 500 at this point, you would have said there's no shot in hell. But it is. It's where we are right now. And it's they got to find a way to get this thing back on track. And you want to be playing your best football at the end of the year. That's no secret. Everybody knows that. And I think we're all sitting back and we're waiting and we're like, when are we going to see that complete game? And I find it hard to believe that it's going to be in this rivalry against this Pittsburgh team this Sunday. I just haven't seen anything these past couple of weeks to make me think that it's going to click on all cylinders.
Rick, do you ever get frustrated with the abandonment of the running game? I don't quite get it, where you've got a Hall of Fame running back, two really good running backs behind him, and we'll limit him to 10 carries. The other, you know, Keaton Mitchell will get two or three or something. I don't quite understand this when you have such a, you know, a really potent backfield.
And I think the question to ask is, Ed, why are we still talking about this after 3 years?
Yeah.
Four years, right. Whatever why are we still having this conversation? I mean, it's not rocket science here. Everybody else gets it. You get the run game going, it opens everything else up. And especially to me, you know, with Lamar right now, and some people talked about it this week, I think it's a confidence thing. Like, you notice the games that he goes out early, he completes a couple of passes. It's a different vibe for him. But when things do not go well early, you look at the body language a little bit, you look at some of the throws that he starts to miss, it's kind of like little by little things start to fall apart. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he can't come in and, you know, have a great drive to win the game or whatever. We know he's got clutch genes and that. So with that being said, you got to establish the run. You can't abandon it. And you're right, Ed. It's not just Derrick Henry. Why is Keaton Mitchell not getting more carries? For an offense that is lacking explosive plays, why are you not getting your game changers the ball? And that's Keaton and Rob and Jeremy. I saw you guys talking about it this week. It's taking shots down the field with Zay Flowers.
Even like, how about a quick slant to Zay Flowers?
Exactly, and that's what exactly what I was going to say. You want confidence for Lamar, and you want to ease him in, and you want him feeling good at the start of the game. You're scripting your first eight. Everybody knows that. All week long, what are the first eight plays we're running? Sometimes you don't make it to eight. Sometimes you do. It depends on the flow. Three-step game. Get rid of the ball quick. Get your quarterback feeling confident early and mix in the right amount of runs. And that way you can kind of, you know, catapult that offense into where they need to be so you can start taking those shots. It's mind-boggling, especially with a guy like Zay, why there aren't more shots downfield. Zay is one of the best receivers in football. He can beat anybody one-on-one. He has the breakaway speed. I think for all of us, and we're all beating the same drum here, it's just like, at what point are we going to see this click?
Hey, Rick, I love going around the league with you. Last night we had what may end up being an elimination game for playoff teams, and the Cowboys losing that because there's so many teams with similar records that teams are just going to lose on tiebreakers. We've got Houston and Kansas City this weekend and Jacksonville and Indy. I think they're all huge games. What are your thoughts on the two we haven't seen?
Well, look, you know, you guys talk about me running around in tights in the snow this morning. I think the Amazon people are running around in tights in the snow this morning because that's the best game I think they've ever had for Thursday night football on there, and it wasn't even close. Two teams just shooting it out. It goes to show you Dallas's defense just nowhere where it needs to be in terms of being playoff caliber. And then for a team like Detroit, they go out there and they're starting to find their mojo now later on in the season. I mean, just two offenses you can put up a ton of points. Games this week, look, I mean, I know I'm a homer. Philly's my team. I love Philly Chargers on Monday night. That's going to be a great game. You talk about Kansas City Houston on Sunday night. Kansas City, somebody who we thought was starting to hit their stride a little bit. Houston, best defense in the league. I mean, D'Amico Ryan's what he's been able to do with that unit and the way that they bring pressure. It's not just the fact that they're getting after the quarterback. It's the way that they disguise it and the way that secondary can cover. That is going to be a tough, tough matchup for Kansas City on Sunday night. They're lucky they're at home because, to me, Houston is a team with when you have a defense who's playing to that type of level, you can make some crazy things happen later on in the season.
All right, Rick, give me a winner and a score.
Low scoring. I think it's going to be ugly, guys. I'm going to go Ravens 20, Steelers 16-17, somewhere in that range there. But look, let's hope they pull it out. And, you know, we're all sitting here waiting for the offense to get back on track. Maybe they shock the world on Sunday and they go out and they throw up 30. We'll see.
Let's hope so. Hey, Rick, what you got going on next week?
Purple Playbook Show back at Jimmy's with Isaiah Likely. Tailgoat live for our Purple pregame show on Sunday from the Jimmy's Famous Tailgoat. And then I always have your news, 5, 7, and 11, number one late night news tonight.
Hey, I love the Tailgoat show over there on Sunday mornings at the Tailgoat. It's
Can you believe they get paid to do that?
It's unreal, man. Sitting there eating and talking to people and, you know, it's a great time. I don't know how they hit themselves,
like,
though.
I wonder how you three get paid to do what you do, because all you guys do is have too much fun over there.
How do they hit themselves? Because they do the show right through the band playing.
It's, believe me, with the audio levels and whatnot, it took weeks and weeks of trying to figure it out and mess with that. It's not easy, though.
I didn't think so.
Rick, one day we had an opening day where we were at Pickles, and thank God the hotel next door had a DJ to play right behind us, and I think he played like 12 Justin Timberlake songs in a row, and I'm going, does this guy have another CD somewhere? Like, what the hell is going on?
He had that list set for a month. He knew what he was playing, when he was playing it. No deviating from that.
I'm chewing on some damn strawberry bubblegum and mirrors, and it's like, is that the whole 2020 album you're playing?
You're about to go over there and be like, come on, man, really?
We get some Jay-Z. Hey, Rick, enjoy the weekend, my friend.
Guys, have a great weekend. Everybody be safe, okay? Enjoy it.
All right, Rick. Thank you, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.